talk about some of the research that has been done by the University of West Florida, by yourself, as well as part of that. What did the archaeology find about how she lived?
First of all, she was living in a really high status area, and I think most people today would not think, certainly, you know, 20 years ago, that our west side of town was particularly a high status area during the colonial period, but it was. And this is where you saw other people of the same status as Sir John Lindsay establishing themselves along the western bayfront. And so she was in a lovely neighborhood, or this lot was in a lovely neighborhood. And on the property itself, the first indications that we were dealing with a substantial British occupation were recovered during the 1990 field school, and that was under the direction of archaeologist John Phillips. And that led back to further excavations on the site to better define what was there, primarily because we encountered what was interpreted to be the top of a barrel-lined water well. And water wells provide beautiful insights into the material culture of a site. Once abandoned as a water source, they're typically used as trash pits.
And we know archaeology loves to pick through the trash.
Well, certainly so. I think anyone listening can get a really vivid idea of what we do if they just think about if they had to bury their trash in their backyard for a year. And so we're able to take these features that we can recover in context that have not been disturbed. We're able to take them and really paint a vivid picture. And the picture that emerges is one of really comfort on the Florida Gulf Coast frontier in Pensacola. Whereas at the Fort of Pensacola, we have large amounts of wine bottle glass, evidence of, you know, manly behavior, a lot of pipe stem fragments. We do not see that on this particular lot. We see things like elegant decanter stoppers and delicate wine glass fragments. So we see items that you would not necessarily expect in a more utilitarian or military setting, but in a more genteel setting. We also see ceramics that are indicative of a higher status individual, beautiful cream wares, many associated with tea, the serving of tea, beautiful white salt glazed stone wares. So what we're seeing is material that you might associate with a more well-to-do group of individuals or individual that's associated with the assemblage.
Margot, Maria Bell was listed in the 1781 Spanish census. I guess that would have been the first after the Battle of Pensacola and Spain took over again. Mm-hmm. What do you know about her life from that point forward? Do you know what happened to her?
Well, we are also working on that and feel that we will have an answer to that as well. The Maria Bell, or the Mrs. Bell that's listed, it's a list of names of people who were property owners in Pensacola in 1781. This is after the Spanish came in following the Battle of Pensacola. It's suggestive that Maria Bell was actually here during the Battle of Pensacola. We have a Mrs. Bell widow listed. And again, while we cannot conclude that this would be the same Maria Bell, in looking at land use trackage and looking at our colonial maps and comparing structures, certainly there was a house on the piece of property in 1781. And we also see that in the baptismal record for the daughter, Dido Elizabeth Bell, that her mother has had the E dropped from her name. So rather than Maria Bell with an E, it's Bell without. So it would seem not an unusual thing that she would perhaps give her name a more English sound if she were in an English colony. And it is also not surprising that anyone in her circumstance would refer to themselves as Mrs. or a widow. It's a very typical way that you would see people or women that were unattached refer to themselves as widows. So we do think that it's highly likely that the Mrs. Bell that we see in 1781 is a continuation of the Maria Bell that we see once the lot is conveyed to her in 1773-74.
any record of her post 1781, or is that something that you're looking into still?
That is something that we are tracking. So we don't see her in the 1784 census, Spanish census of Pensacola. At least we don't clearly see her there. And so it's quite possible that she may have left Pensacola following that. So we'll see. That's another part of our story here.
UWF archaeologist Margot Stringfield with more details about Maria Bell, a former slave who lived in colonial Pensacola. Stringfield is continuing her extensive research for a new manuscript titled Prelude to a Portrait, Searching for Maria Bell. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.